comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today out here at Colonial. Great time out here in crazy Fort Worth today.
Well, we did. And you know what? We do need to send a shout-out and a big thanks to Sean Green and the folks at the Fort Worth Zoo.
Absolutely.
I mean, they made this happen for us. And the city of Fort Worth.
Yep. This is the city's property.
Yep. And they said, come on out. Just don't tear it up.
And well, hopefully we didn't.
Unfortunately, we have.
Now, tomorrow we're going to be at the Cape Buffalo Grill. We're going to tear that place up. That's in far north Dallas, Trinity Mills at Addison Road, a stone's throw west of the tollway. So join us out there at our favorite Friday port of call, the Cape Buffalo Grill.
Incidentally, the drunk girl.
Yeah.
She went right around there and just couldn't wait any longer.
Squatted.
Had to drop the trowel. And
had a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, that's a deal breaker for me, buddy.
By the way, Glenda emailed Danny and said, why don't we come up with the three deal breakers?
That.
Yeah, from our end, like what we think, why would girls, you know, break it off with us?
Well, what did Glenda needs to get that together?
No, we need to come up with them on our own.
I don't want to come up with it.
Why?
I don't want to bust myself.
If Glenda wants somebody to come up with that, let her come up with them herself.
You mean a deal breaker for me that a girl would
yes.
have on me?
Yes.
I can list 100.
Yeah, if Glenda wants to string that together, let them do it. Let her or anybody else, any other girl that might want to, do it herself.
I can guarantee you, I wouldn't want to date any girl that would want to date me.
Really?
That's for sure, no. Good gosh.
You're honest.
All right, Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Hardline, the theme of tonight's show will be tension.
Overthinking.
Porn?
Tension, actually, is what I was going to go with.
At porn eight, tension?
Seek up?
No, at 8:50,
Seika.
We're going to be joined by Ron Ross. Now, he is the color voice of the Portland Winterhawk Western Hockey League team.
You mean Donna?
Exactly. Ron is in the process of becoming Donna. And
what?
He will join us at 8:50.
Is he trying to make the Olympics?
No, he just likes to talk about hockey, Corby.
He's going to have a sex change operation?
Yep.
I
sure is.
Why would anybody want to do that?
I will
That's
ask
messing
him.
With God.
I'm going to ask him at 8:50.
Yeah.
We'll
Man,
debate
right.
that. Also, live...
Jennifer Wells, right?
Live, local, and late breaking. That is so old. Man, you... did you actually watch porn when...
Linda Lovelace?
When Jennifer
Listen, he's
Wells
getting mad at
was
you.
In it.
He's mad at you
no,
right
it's
now.
No, it's just... The historical context of it is so funny.
Can you
Ginger
watch?
Allen?
She All wanted right. Ginger Lynn.
Same girl, Corby.
Oh.
Ginger Lynn Allen. At 8:10, we have live, local, and late-breaking golf news as Girls Gone Wild apparently created a ruckus at the Colonial today.
Now, what are they doing out there?
Well, now, they're not there. Our own Mike Turley was wearing his Girls Gone Wild hat, and they threatened to bring in the cops and forcibly remove
Good.
Him
Good.
If he didn't take it off. He did not take it off. He raised one black glove fist in the air, which I applaud him
Why
for.
Why would they worry about that? I mean...
Because they think that with the hat comes the camera.
Well, I called Joe Francis, and he and I came up with an idea we're going to unveil at 8:10.
They should have shot him.
All right, all that and porn 2 coming up next.
Christy Canyon.
2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair Centers and Bubba Burgers.
Bubba Burgers.
Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
Mr. Ed.
Be ready to go and come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Hi.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Mr. Ed, Corby saw boobs and a drunk attitude from a truss winch who wanted some supper. All I could hear was a 12-pack of beer from a drunk bitch I think was my mother.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Mr. Ed, Corby, blow me.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Mr. Ed, a horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, unless that horse is talking to Corby.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Mr. Ed, I think the Cowboys should pick up Christopher Reeves to be their new quarterback.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Mr. Ed, let's talk to Greg O'Parrott. Five Street. Has my uniform.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Mr. Ed, is it a bad thing if I found 10-day-old salmon in my girlfriend's P.O. box?
Oh, dear. Oh, Lord.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Pete out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to Big Greg and Eric on the promotions front.
They really did a good job putting this place together. They really did.
Thanks to the ticket chicks on duty today, Brittany, Lee, and Chelsea. Thanks to everyone involved in this on the Fort Worth side for letting us do this. And thanks to everyone who dropped by today as well. Back at the mothership, thanks to Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, and whoever's been in there producing all day. And thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now stay tuned, because coming up next is the Top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of A Hardline, live from the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Meeting's over. They were inseparable. From the time Pete was a year old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. And he could have hit 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right. And it was always keep hustling.
Is the ticket.